This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. It's back. Was that a surprise that we were already on, Bryn? Bryn came busting in here.
I know, because I started to have a conversation with them. They were like, oh, song's over.
Fun's over. Back on the air, guys. Halloween time at Disneyland is back. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. You get yourself a four-pack, a two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. Woo! And you're in the running for the grand prize, vacation for four, to experience the Disneyland Resort. Ooh, well. Hotel and three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Be calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. More chances at Disneyland Resort tickets at noon and at 5. That's our biggie this week. Disneyland. People love it.
I'd love to go.
You know what? You got to wait until your little one is a little bit bigger.
I would bring her.
Yeah.
I'm bringing
that
her.
One at home.
Just take my oldest.
That would be, then she'd feel special. It'd just be the three of you again.
That'd sweet. I wouldn't bring the mom either.
Oh, my God.
What are you, crazy?
Just leave the irritating people at home.
Well, no, not the irritating people, but one of them's, you know, listen, the mom right now is food.
Yep, under the baby.
It is such a trip, the struggle, and it's real.
But it's going on. It's going. This time she's successfully breastfeeding.
She has the biggest boobs I've ever seen her with. It's ridiculous. And it's working.
Good.
But there was like, just last night at my house was, I have to go take a hot shower. I think I'm clogged up.
Oh.
And so there was like a, what do they call that? Mastitis or something?
I got that.
So
it
she,
was
okay,
awful.
she didn't get it, but she was freaking because she was afraid that she was backed up. Took a hot shower, came down. The feeding starts. Then I leave. I come back down and she's going to be mad that I'm sharing this. She's on all fours. The baby's laying on her back, and she's feeding the baby like this.
Oh, to keep the...
And I'm like, what in the hell are you
doing? Oh, my God, that is so funny.
And she's like, online, someone said this works, and it does!
Wait, what is it? What does it do?
She's feeding it on all fours over the baby.
That's why.
Because some it was... Some
draws it out.
Yeah,
who knows?
It was the flow from the downward flow, I guess.
Wow. Clears all the clogging.
Good.
And so I'm like walked in on this and was like, what is? And she's like, no, it's working.
Plus, I'm planking and getting some exercise at the same time.
It's real deal, man. If you follow,
you can get in there, Vin.
I couldn't. If you follow Fronti right now, Sarah is going through the same, like, I'm food thing.
Yep.
It's a full-time gig.
Well, Fronti was telling her, you know, oh, you throw the kid in a papoose, you go on tour. And she's like, that's not what everyone says it is.
Right.
It's harder.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Sarah literally just said she was going on a diet and wasn't going to drink anymore. And the second Vinny says it's cheeseburger day, she calls her brother and she's going to go out to eat.
I know. So much for willpower. He said yes, by the way. We're going to go.
I'm sure he did.
Where you guys go?
This place in downtown Mill Valley. I didn't say the name. You don't shame me.
Downtown Mill Valley, though, as the mayor, I think you're putting it out.
Oh, just that I'm staying in Mill Valley?
Right. Yeah. He said it again.
Shame.
Your fast facts are no longer fast, says 510.
They've never been fast.
303 says, I'm enjoying your jaywalking square miles of New York City discussion. Better than any bit with Scott Capurro.
Oh.
Hey, he's coming in tomorrow, and I bet his red carpet from the GLAAD
Awards
is going to be stellar.
Yep. Bryn? You've listened to it.
I haven't listened to all of them yet. I'm doing that today.
Okay.
I posted the article about the starts of jaywalking, where it started jaywalking.
Oh my
on
God.
The Sarah thank, and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you for doing that, Hooman.
408 says, so jaydrivers
wow.
were the first Uber drivers.
Correct.
Oh, that's funny.
Laws? What laws? We do what we want.
Yeah.
We got a U sticker on our car.
We're just going to park. We're just going to stop right here.
Right.
Vinny, 707 says it's called dangle feeding.
Dangle, whatever it was.
It's super weird, but totally works if you have a clogged duct.
That's what was happening at my house last night at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. You figured it out. Thank you, Internet.
So I'm like, all right, other kid. It's bath time. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't want you to see your mom like this.
None of us need to see this show on the couch.
Did I see her doing that?
Yeah, we all did. Mm-hmm. And then we left. I put on music and she took a bath and I read a magazine. Let's see. All carpool stickers expire in 2019. Even the new red ones.
Oh.
They will have new stickers available for certain vehicles only, but the release date is unknown.
Oh.
But the carpool lanes are changing to fast track lanes. California got smart. I don't know about that. That was a texter who wrote that. Someone else wrote in, they just got the new sticker and it's red. And that's what I'd heard, too. It's the red sticker.
Well, I'm sure we'll get some kind of official notice of what exactly is going to happen.
One of the things that was in the article I was reading a minute ago is that people who have these older cars, they can't get a new sticker no matter what. So if their sticker is expiring, what they're basically being told is you need to buy a new
all-electric
in order to get a new sticker. That's kind of a bummer if their whole deal is...
I got this car so I could get the sticker.
Right.
Right. Cars are not worth much when you go to sell them.
No.
It's really kind of criminal how much they get you for up front.
415 brought something, made the best point of the day, and I was like, it completely threw off my which Sarah's the best Sarah. 415 wrote, steroid Sarah. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Was steroid Sarah really that different? Didn't
she
just have
so
a few
fun.
Moments of,
no,
of
she was great.
Confusion that
so,
week?
I thought you were fine.
I thought I was fine too, but clearly
I think there was a slight spaciness.
Yeah, it was kooky.
But,
it's kooky, Sarah. That's all.
Yeah. Friday Sarah is good, Sarah.
So Vegas Sarah is my favorite Sarah. She's even.
No, I thought I was.
No.
You're saying you like Vegas Sarah more than just regular old Sarah?
Well, but there's no regular old Sarah because as I thought about it, podcast Sarah is better than this Sarah.
Oh.
Podcast Sarah's filthy.
I am dirty on there.
Right?
True.
I'm not
yes.
alone. We're all wallowing in the mud on the podcast.
No, I think it's you. You are alone.
I don't feel like I'm filthy.
Really, Yuzette?
Yeah.
I can think of some stories that you told us that were filthy.
Oh.
So as I was sort of separating
well, those are
Sarah's
stories,
out.
Though. Those are stories. They're not like on a...
Oh, you're just saying,
basis.
In general,
yeah.
I'm going to say the dirty thing.
Yeah.
Well, you got me there.
Yeah. Sorry, Vinny.
Crafting Sarah's down to the bottom of the Sarah's.
I like crafting Sarah.
Backyard Sarah talk is down to the bottom of the Sarah's.
Backyard Sarah's. I'm so good in my backyard.
The worst
out there
Sarah
sipping.
Might be driving Sarah. God,
you're driving Sarah.
She's so slow.
That's good.
God, why don't you just
slow.
Park and
like
walk
it.
There?
I drove into the city to get my car on Saturday with my brother.
Uh-huh.
Because I had left it here because I was not in any condition to drive on
yeah.
Friday. And so we came back in and we drove in together and he's a real slow driver too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so relaxing and like he didn't get upset when people would stop, you know, Uber drivers would stop in front. We'd just go around and then on the way back out I drove and I didn't feel like I had to hurry because I knew he was going to go really slow and we just drove.
You know what though?
That's great.
That's no working, John.
You're saying when he's commuting, it's going to be, he's going to
be
Yeah,
when working
aggressive.
John has limited time and is pressed all from all directions, he's commuting 2 hours a day, he's working his ass off with his C-sharp, and he's, you know.
Whatever the hell that
oh, yeah,
is.
Who knows? Then he's going to find himself being more agitated by things and more quick to lose it. Right?
Probably. Right.
I mean, no work, John has got it
I know,
made.
He's so relaxed.
Makes sense.
Where am I going to eat today is the only thing he's thinking about each day, right?
Sure.
Did he go on that interview, by the way, in Petaluma, the place?
I think he talked to the girl yesterday. They left messages for each other yesterday or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen. That would be great if he got that job.
Yeah, it would.
I love Petaluma.
Where's New Orleans on that list? That's my number one city for fun, they're saying.
Oh, people do love New Orleans. I'm actually surprised that it wasn't in the top 10. Mm. People rave about that.
I think I'd love it too, all the music.
Yeah.
I think I'd dig that.
I wouldn't want to go there at Mardi Gras, though. That just seems like out of control. And
yeah.
They say you just walk right, you step in vomit.
It smells of barf is what I've heard. Yeah. I'm not into that. Barf
like that smell
is awful. Yeah.
Makes me want to barf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Walking through trash and stepping on beads, too. Dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Dangerous.
Didn't they clean out their sewer septic system or something
found
and
beads,
found just like 50,000 tons of beads?
Something crazy.
Recycle those.
Don't touch your friends.
Ebola.
Tell Who Man to stop being a homophobe.
God bless you. What did he say that was homophobic?
I think it was the Ashley name.
Oh.
It looks like it was Ashley.
Oh, and then people texted after that, Vinny, that one of the main characters on Gone with the Wind, his name was Ashley.
Ashley started as a man's name, so was Allison. Take Gone with the Wind, for example.
Allison was also a guy's name. Kelly is a dude's name. Yeah.
The best surfer of all times is named Kelly. Mm-hmm. I think Shannon Doherty married a guy named Ashley. Look it up.
It
was Ashley Hamilton.
Right. It was.
Oh, George Hamilton.
George Hamilton's kid. Yeah. Listening to yesterday's show, you guys should tell Hooman to get an MRI on his back to make sure it isn't something serious. I had a friend who thought what he had were back problems for a very long time. He tried everything that Hooman is doing, and he finally got an MRI, and it turned out he had a tumor on his spine that was related to testicular cancer.
Hooman, go get an MRI.
Dangerous.
Well, you don't know that until you get an MRI. I mean, you have had a lot of back problems.
Brack?
510 says, Sarah, your hair looks so cute pulled back.
I know. Oh,
I agree.
I love it.
I like it.
Well, see how cute it is? Like, what if I just got it all cut off and just had this going?
I like your haircut. Yeah, what's the matter?
I'm thinking I might
do it.
Cut it real
that
short.
That short one?
No, don't. Whatever you do,
not
don't do that.
Not the short one.
The short one.
Do not do that.
The short
so
one.
Nice.
Not the short one.
No, short.
We're going to all have to beg you to grow your hair again.
I liked it.
I like it, too.
Are you
I did so.
God.
Piece by Piece isn't about her stepfather. It's about her father and her husband and her husband's relationship with their daughter.
No, that isn't what it's about. It's about her step. It's about her dad who left and the man who came into her life and taught her that men could be trusted and fathers wouldn't leave. And then she talks about how I'm never doing that to my kid. It's or not. Or maybe they're right.
A lot of people wrote that it's about her dad and her husband. Her husband's love for their daughter is unconditional.
Well, I heard an interview where she talked. Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely about her kid. She mentions her daughter in there. I'll never leave her the way you left me. But I've heard her talking about this before. She says it's about the dude who stepped in.
Texters, you're wrong.
Or you're right.
They're
and
wrong.
I'm wrong.
They don't
wrong.
Know.
You guys
you know
are wrong
what?
About Ashley, too.
I'm wrong about everything.
What do you mean?
I've just accepted that.
No, you're not.
It's a girl's name.
Oh, Hooman, you're the best.
Dating women with kids is tough. I feel stepdaddish, and somehow I'm always blamed their parents divorced. No matter how long ago it was, it gets old.
Mm. Well, stop dating girls with kids then, I guess.
I think that the most interesting part of being a dad since I've become one is that I have the most childish reactions to some stuff, and I have to nip it before it even leaves my mouth.
That's good that you are able to do that, because many people just continue to have their same reactions and teach their kids that's an okay way to react to things.
It's so unbelievable. But kids are kids, so they have an excuse for being foul-mouthed and talking back and whatever.
Right.
But there I am like, why, you little... Oh, really? And I think like, well, I'm out of here. I'm going upstairs. Like, I just want to walk away from that nonsense. Like, I'm not even going to...
You're like, oh, crap, I'm the dad.
I can't
do that. I gotta.
I just want to push your face and walk away from you right now. God.
Or Kelly.
And then I don't. But I can see how especially a stepdad would be like, oh, I'm not your dad. You're right. I don't need this crap in my life. find something else to do. Right?
Right. Kids can be little brats.
How does that app kill the D-pic? You're measuring a tiny photo. At most, an inch. I don't know. It was just a cute article about this measure. It probably won't kill the D-pic. Don't worry.
But you'll be able to make an accurate measurement.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to seeing that later today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I need you to put the marks on there. Using, I think, you know, we're scientists, so we'll need to have a look at that. And
yes, I agree.
Tell you.
Uh-huh. Hey, did you know this Measure app also has a level on it?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Look, you know.
Yeah. It's really neat.
Exactly how many degrees it
is. That's great.
Every
phone
needs
one. So you can just sit that down on a, well.
On the surface, yeah.
If you could stand it up, it'd be great.
Well, you don't have to stand it. You just hold it.
Boy. Nothing's good enough for you, huh?
Never good enough. So I'm just going to keep the little crap I've got.
Good morning, S&V. I'm an arborist. Arbor Day is about trees, and an arbutus is a specific type of tree commonly called a strawberry tree in the same family as madrone trees.
Oh, funny.
Good morning. Listen to The Lost 30 and Sarah talking about her greasy hair.
Yeah, gross.
She needs to try dry shampoo. So easy to use it. It will suck up all your grease from your hair.
But then what? Is it like in my hair?
Good crap in Christ.
It's not that
you've
greasy.
You've only got a day without
it.
It's like, not greasy
I know.
At all.
It's a little, it's that paranoid feeling of like, I wash it every day at the same time. And I didn't do it yesterday to try to make my hair more healthy.
510.
I just feel awful about it.
510 says, this Ford Kavanaugh thing reminds me of Anita Hill versus Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Shaking my head. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Everyone's reminded of it. It's lifetime appointments. I don't know. I've been thinking. It just seems like, give them a nice long term, but it seems like a lifetime appointment to the highest court in the land is a little much. Yeah. I think, and someone was saying, when they made the Constitution and called them lifetime appointments, the average life expectancy was like 46. So they'd get, you know, 3 years.
Well, the weirdest thing is this dude that just recently tapped out. It makes no sense. Like, out of nowhere, he just taps out.
Now
it's almost like someone had something on him.
Right.
Isn't it?
I guess. It was such Kennedy, right?
It was such a weird, like, I've just decided I'm out.
Yeah. It's like, please don't. Can you just please
wait?
Well,
I don't even. It just
please
was
wait.
Because these people are given the life term, it was just a weird out of nowhere, like, I'm going to go right
now.
He was
in his 80s. I just, now I'm thinking, God, Trump is going to seat 3 lifetime appointments to the highest court. It's just, it's horrifying.
Good morning, everyone. As a 37-year-old black man that grew up and listens to 106.1, 95.7, and you guys in the morning, I applaud you guys for talking about everything. Thank you, and please don't change for sensitive people.
Thank you. You're welcome. We will. Keep talking about everything.
Thank you, Hooman. I don't know. I'm pretty afraid to talk about stuff now. I might stop talking about stuff.
The sensitive one is the whole Kavanaugh one. You got to be careful of that one. Mm. The backlash yesterday, too much.
I know. Take it easy, everybody. We're just reading the stories.
Yeah, well, she's local, though, so it's certainly something that
absolutely
needed to be mentioned.
Yeah.
And now we'll find out if she's going to be headed to Washington, D.C.
They're saying it's confirmed for Monday, is what they're saying on Channel 2.
The news.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, that's everything I heard this
morning. Well, the article I read was from 5 hours previous, and it said that she hadn't confirmed that she was going. But
maybe she has.
But it seems to me like now it's going to happen.
Like it or not.
Nothing tops Crazy Train September mashup.
Oh, I
yeah, that's a great mashup.
That is a really good one.
And they probably did pitch control that one, but that I thought that was a mess, that Celine Dion, Linkin Park one.
Hurt my ears.
I'm going to see Scott on Friday. Will Marcus be there too?
At the Punchline?
Uh-huh.
I believe Marcus will be there.
He works there.
Marcus Osborne works at the Punch, and our own Scott Capurro is headlining the Punchline Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And
that's
he'll
a great
be
place
in
to see
tomorrow.
Him. Okay.
Fair warning, everyone.
Yes.
And he's going to learn you some stuff, too, while you're at... Oh, do I have to go?
Oh, I was wondering if you... Because I saw you piling your papers. I'm like, oh, are you ready?
I definitely.
No, you do not have to be.
I have pages and pages, but I feel like I've exhausted them.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a sec.
Radio.com.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Why do you keep asking me that?
Because I like you, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm great.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. No, hey, guys, the mics are on. I don't know if you're aware.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. He keeps going, you okay? You okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Great, good.
Yuzi, are you okay?
Yuzi, is everything all right?
Yuzi's okay.
Oh, my God.
Ever since Johnny V started working, like, I don't know, 7 days a week?
Yeah.
I just, you know, want to make sure you're okay. You okay? That's all.
Funny you should say that because yesterday was his day off.
And?
And he went to work.
And we had the carpets cleaned yesterday, so I came home. They're all wet, so I was like, let's go out to lunch. And then at lunch, he goes, oh, I got to go to work. I'm like, what? So he had to go to work. And then today, this morning, I have an appointment he's going to take me to. And then he goes, okay, well, I got to go to work today. I'm like,
it's your day off.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to have Monday and Tuesday off, but that ain't happening. Is he doing well, at least?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He likes it.
But it's just that a particular person needs an appointment for a particular day, so then he's got to go in. It's for a couple hours, but still, you should have the whole day off.
Yeah. Sounds like he's working 7 days a week.
Not all the time, but yeah, so me.
Do they have a good service department?
Yes.
They do?
I've actually met a few of the guys there in the service department. You need something done with your Sadies?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I tried to call the one nearer to my house and was like, oh, you're not exactly Mercedes service
ding,
at all.
Let's ding-ding shame them. What is
it?
Mercedes-Benz?
Autobahn. Mercedes-Benz in Belmont.
I'm going to use their service then.
Yeah.
The place I called, I was like really all put off.
Well, let me know if you want me to give you a specific
name. No, I'm sure
name.
They're fine. Normally, just any Mercedes dealer, you'd be like, wow, I feel like I'm getting the white glove treatment.
Well, sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a Mercedes after all.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maybe they're just really busy at your place.
It's not mine anymore. I'm going to Autobahn.
Yes.
Autobahn!
Ding, Belmont! Ding, ding! Mercedes-Benz! All right, you guys, listen. Have a great day.
You're going to have a cheeseburger.
I am going for it. It's National Cheeseburger Day. It's pretty much the law, right? So
you might want to wash that hair first, though.
Kind of greasy looking.
You bastard.
Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. You know I'm
rotten.
Kidding.
You're rotten.
It totally looks great.
You look great.
Yeah. Okay, have a great day, everyone. I gotta go. Apparently, my hair needs to be shampooed. See you tomorrow. Scott Capurro will be here.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.